Puerto Rico is reeling from Maria. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. President Donald Trump has approved a disaster declaration for Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria slammed into the U.S. territory. The declaration makes federal funding available to Puerto Ricans affected by the storm, which has knocked out power across the entire island and caused flooding and landslides. The mayor of San Juan told NBC the Puerto Rico and San Juan that we knew yesterday is no longer there. Edwin Melendez is director of CUNY's Center for Puerto Rican Studies. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
You have a ton of family in Puerto Rico. How are they?
Oh, my family is doing well, weathering out the rest of the storm, the rains. They had some supplies, so they're going to be okay. Thanks for asking.
What are the sort of challenges that Puerto Rico is going to face as the storm wanes?
Well, as you know, Irma, you know, flooded the island too. So some of the coastal areas, you know, the flatlands, are really damaged. And across the island, the communication is broken. There's no electricity. And it's going to take a while to restore it. We're happy to see that FEMA took precautionary measures and they're on the ground. We're confident that everything that can be done is being done.
You know, we've been reporting on Puerto Rico's debt crisis for a while. It has $70 billion in debt, $50 billion in pension liabilities. How does this financial situation affect the island's ability to both prepare and recover?
For the most part, if Irma impact was estimated around $1 billion, you can imagine this will be several times that damage. So, you know, anything between $3, $4, $5 billion is not out of the question. So you can imagine in an economy that was, as it was, in trouble, the impact on the economic system here is devastating. Having said that, for the general cleanup and reconstruction, the emergency funds that the United States is sending Puerto Rico will be very helpful. And so while tourism and agriculture and other industries, you know, commerce, will be suffering, all this reconstruction effort will get an injection of funds. It will be sort of the prime economic activity moving on over the next few months.
Edwin Melendez, the director of the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at CUNY, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
At its meeting yesterday, the Fed did not raise interest rates, no surprise, but it looks like it is committed to raising rates in December, most likely. Now, raising rates at this point is like lightening up on the gas pedal economically, and the decision to do that is based on whether the Fed thinks the economy is speeding up too fast. Enter now hurricanes, flooding, natural disasters that are unequivocally causing economic damage. Chair Yellen has said she's going to look past this disruption. To talk about this and more, Diane Swank joins us. She's CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. Diane, why don't these disasters factor in to the Fed's thinking?
Historically, even hurricanes as big as Katrina were little more than a blip on the radar screen, distorting the data for a few months and then working their way out. Historically, though, we've never had so many disasters of such a large magnitude in terms of the economic area that they covered. Harvey alone was over six times the economic area of Katrina. Puerto Rico likely to have over a month before their electrical grid is fixed. Having that compound for such a long period of time is unprecedented and perhaps not just noise that the Fed should look through.
So you think the Fed should actually not be looking through this? They should take this into account and maybe delay a rate hike?
It wouldn't hurt to delay the rate hike to January instead of December and see how things are starting to get going on repairs and replacement. I think there is a bit of a ticking clock, though, and that is that Chair Yellen's tenure itself may end in January, which means this could be the last chance she has on her legacy of unwinding these sort of crisis-era policies that we've seen from the Fed. And leaving with a rate hike when she believes there's plenty of reason to do it is what she'd like to do.
Diane Swank is CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
In yesterday's Fed meeting, Chair Yellen also took a moment to thrash Wells Fargo, calling its treatment of customers during the fake accounts scandal egregious and unacceptable. The bank has admitted that its employees created millions of fake accounts without customers' permission to meet aggressive sales goals. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on possible Fed action against Wells Fargo.
In testimony this summer on Capitol Hill, Janet Yellen said the Fed was prepared to take enforcement action against Wells Fargo if appropriate. At yesterday's press conference, Yellen said the Fed is trying to understand and address the root causes of Wells Fargo's problems.
We're committed to taking the actions we regard as necessary and appropriate to make sure that the right set of controls are in place in that organization.
Yellen wouldn't say what action the Fed might take or when. Columbia Law Professor John Coffey says the Fed could force Wells Fargo to remove its board of directors.
And I suspect that there may have been some negotiations. A number of people are stepping down. You never want to announce that the Fed demanded this.
In an emailed statement today, Wells Fargo said it's eliminated sales goals for retail bankers and is taking steps to make things right with its customers. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.